fabulous. Couldn't be better. Happy Monday.
You've already been at working. You've been doing all kinds of things. And yeah, time just slips away.
It did.
Isn't it funny it how time slips away?
Well, it's embarrassing at the same time. But yeah, no, I've got a good reason mm-hmm. to be all over the place. Winter walk.
You know, we had earlier this morning the first clue to Silver Bells. And when I was reading that, it's like I couldn't get how does that go again? Silver Bells. No, that's Jingle Bells.
Oh, you're not asking me to sing, right?
No, I'm going to kind of try to do it again. This is the ornament clue to Silver Bells. Brisk cold winters, gristy white stuff spread from city to town. On the route through our main street is bustling. You know how good a singer I am? It's been years and anniversary, 25 to be right. And at every storefront you see silver deals. Silver deals are steals. There's cocoa hot on the corner. Reindeer rides Santa Claus. Together we can be one. I probably didn't get that last ring right, but
I think you did great. Absolutely. I give you a 10 out of 10.
I was not a member of the choir when I was a young person or an old person, for that matter.
Well, speaking of the choir, mm-hmm. I got two awesome emails yesterday. The a cappella group, boys and girls at the high school, last night said, mm-hmm. we're in.
All right.
I know. So they're in. I asked them, you know, quite a while ago if they're going to be able to be in. And I love the carolers. I love mm-hmm. the feel of actually caroling up and down. And they agreed to be on the Showmobile stage and carol up and down from third to seventh. And you know, they're a cappella. They don't need to be carrying instruments. And I'm super excited for that.
They will go a wassailing. Is that what the word? Yeah, I think that's it. Which is caroling. Yeah, here we go, a wassailing. There's a song about wassailing.
Along the street, so.
See you,
yeah,
can't
love
sing.
And joy come to you. Yeah. And to you glide tidings to that one.
There we go.
A wassailing. I have heard.
Now, Winter Walk, I know the chamber, it's a chamber sponsored event. So you got a mm-hmm. lot of things going on. What's cool about this is theoretically, you know, each store, even though they're not on their own, they have significant contributions to the overall while they're doing their own thing.
Yeah.
It contributes to the whole experience. Downtown
I would
North
love to mention the sponsors. I could spend the whole hour talking about sponsors and mm-hmm. and the story behind why they wanted to sponsor the piece that they did. I hope I get those stories out there. Hometown Credit Union has been our tree sponsor. The lighting of the tree, that's the big thing. The countdown from the Showmobile stage, all the lights are off on Bridge Square and bam. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and they just light up literally magical. You don't know about the people at the electrical boxes behind the scene flipping the switch at the same time, but the coordination's been great. So Hometown Credit Union has been a loyal sponsor of the tree. Hosanna Church is a fabulous sponsor of the actual Santa's house. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, Bridge Square wouldn't be Bridge Square without Santa House during the holiday season. We've also, there's so many. Merchants Bank, CRB Bank, Nuger. Nuger's having two food trucks in their lot this year. They're having all the hay bales and those tall warming propane mm-hmm. warmers, heaters. And so it's a nice place. Might not need the heaters on Thursday from what I'm hearing. But it's a nice place to sit outside and relax. They've got some photo opportunities and the food trucks there, too. That's new this year. We've got Metronet. We've got XL Energy, Northfield Auto, Northfield Hospitals, Northfield Wi-Fi, Premier Bank, Measuring Cup, and Monarch, and Northfield Retirement Community, and Wings, Rebound, Storley and Hedges, Edina Realty, Graphic Mailbox, KYMN, The One, River Valley Eye Professionals, Century 21 Atwood Professional Pride Group, Taylor Truck, Forget Me Not, Apple Auto, Reese Winter, Hayden Brothers, Rock Hard Construction, and there's probably about 100 more.
Yeah,
those are the biggies I really wanted to get out there. So
wonderful. We'll be glad to be part of it.
Thank you.
You know, as you'd mentioned, maybe the won't need heaters. 52 degrees. I don't know what the record for winter walk is, but that's got to be threatening it anyway.
Well, because I made ice luminaries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're actual ice luminaries?
Mm-hmm. They're okay. Made with ice. Yeah, yeah. I was going to make, or my grand plan dwindled as the temperature increased. So I'm going to try. I've got 10 of those pails. So just big, giant ice luminaries, and then a few dozen smaller ones. But I stopped there.
Okay.
But it'll be pretty. So there'll be some ice, some twinkles. And then instead of the brownish paper bag color luminaries, we bought white.
Got white again this year.
They've
done that like in the past a long time ago. I recall. They look good.
Well, they will, but since we won't have snow, I think they're really going to pop. So they'll be so pretty. We've got a whole group from the National Honor Society at the high school coming all afternoon to put the luminaries out. So we couldn't do it without them.
Cool stuff. Yeah.
Yes,
what about some of the other things that are happening? You've got a lot of reindeer and, sleighs and things like that.
We do. Down on the 600 block, Bridgewater Produce Farm has that the barrel train that they use during their fall parties or their fall festivals. They're donating it for us to use.
Mm-hmm.
So Pete Mergens is going to be our conductor again this year.
All right.
So he's giving barrel train rides for the kids. The reindeer will be right there too. And Paisley Gardens is going to be roasting chestnuts as the train goes by. And the reindeer are, it's a photo op with the reindeer. I think they bring kind of a sleigh too, from what I understand. So that'll be, bring your cameras.
Fun.
That'll be cool.
All right. Kids love it.
We also have the lighted tractor again, Sid and Martha Casper. I love that thing. They go all out to light up one of their old tractors.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cute addition to Bridge Square. Very nice. We've got your typical reindeer, or Rudolph and Frosty.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be out and about. Three horse and wagons, same lines. They'll be doing the same. One will be over the river and through the grass.
Yeah. And end up in grandma's house.
That one. We've got reunions, got chili outside. We've got a scout troop giving away s'mores on the corner by Nuger. So after you have the food truck, you can have desserts from that scout troop. Another scout troop on Bridge Square with cookies and s'mores, I believe. Ruth on Stafford's going to be, we've got soup. Chamber chicken chowder.
Yeah.
We had fun with that.
Okay.
Chamber cheddar cheese chicken chowder. Ugh.
Sounds good.
It will be good. Might have to put a few ice cubes in it. I was planning for cold. It was pretty cold last year. Oh, what else? A lot of the stores have things inside as well. There's free wrapping at so many places. There's barbecue, hot apple cider, and holiday music in the armory. I'm sure it's all decked out. I'm sure it's beautiful inside there. Let's see.
Once again, Jane Bartho is with us, the chamber president. We're talking winter walk with all the things going on. All the stores will have, a lot of them will have specials and deals and stuff. And it seems like they all have something going on. And I might also say they've done a great job decorating their windows as well.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah.
My daughter and I were in town night before last, and we took pictures of at night with the lights in the windows. So we'll be posting them on our website. But there is a window decorating contest, and there's four winners. So if you are out and about, the QR codes for the contest are in many, many store windows.
Mm-hmm.
So look for that QR code, click on it, and then vote for your four favorite window decorations. People really, really went all out this year.
All right.
They're so pretty. Even up to All Saints. So up to Washington Street and down to Water, the Key, they had one of their kids paint on the windows. It's beautiful. They're going to have a, they're doing something that night too. So be sure to head down towards the key and around, come up past Sissy's. So be sure to frequent cool. those people that are not just on Division, yeah. but, you know, kind of spreading out to Washington mm-hmm. and to Water Street. Oh, just, you can always go to the website as well. We had, by all means, Graphics has done this wonderful program for us. And each year, I think she has to write smaller and smaller to get everybody's information on here. So they've been wonderful.
Yeah, let's mention, take us through what the night brings. The whole event starts off at, I guess, the official kickoff is at 5
the with official, the lighting? Yep, the tree lighting is at 5. Mm-hmm. But if you want to come down, I get fascinated watching them unload the horses. Mm-hmm. Family Fair has given us the back park of the back part of their parking lot, thank goodness. So 3 wagons of horses, those magnificent horses. The reindeer will be parking there. So just watching them unload, and they put lights on the horses or on the harnesses and hook them up. It's just kind of cool to watch. Yeah. So if you want to come down for that.
Yeah, bring the kids for that. We're talking big draft horses
huge.
Well. Yeah, they're just, yeah. They're like Clydesdale size, you know.
Right. Percherons?
The Percherons, I think. Yeah.
Percherons? Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're, it's just fun to listen to the guys talk to them. And every year I know their names for about a week and then I forget. And
so we have that. We have the, on the main stage, we have the Northfield acapella choirs.
We do. We've got the high school acapella choirs. Mm-hmm. We've got the middle school choirs.
Okay.
6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade. And they'll be at 6 o'clock. Oops, sorry. 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. We've got Defeat of Jesse James Royalty. They're going to be doing storytelling time at 5:30 and 7:30. They'll be reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas" with pictures. So come and sit and listen to their stories. At 6:30, I got in trouble for saying out loud that there's going to be a flash mob. I understand the oxymoron. I understand, but I don't want you to miss it. Oh, the costumes. It's a Grinch flash mob. Even if you know it's coming, you're going to be surprised at the amazingness of it, if that's the right word.
Looking forward to the flash mob, and that's what time?
It's going to start at 6:30.
Okay.
But by the time it gets down to the 300 block, who knows? It's Northfield Dance Academy. So Daphne McCoy has the Grinch show. So she's got the kids, the dance, the moves, the costumes, and they're going to be buried throughout downtown. Mm-hmm. And coming down it from, literally from the Grinch, because Community Resource Bank has the Grinch. They're all set up to go again. They'll start down there near 6:30, and they'll be doing their show down the street. So they call it a flash mob, but it's going to be too cool to keep it a secret.
Flash parade.
yeah, flash parade. I don't want to keep it a secret.
We are just about out of time. Anything else, Jane, you'd like to mention about that?
Well, I just want to thank, obviously we couldn't do this without mm-hmm. all the sponsors. All the supporters has been fantastic. And as far as I know, we still have fireworks at 8:45.
Looking forward to it. Should be a fun night. It's going to be a nice warm night, beautiful weather. Great time to come on down to downtown Northfield.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in today, Jane. We'll see you Thursday night.
I'll be here.
All right.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jane Bartho, Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce President.